Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
After felony acquittals, Gillette man sentenced for domestic battery. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A Gillette man acquitted earlier this year of three felony charges related to an alleged domestic violence incident has now been sentenced on a misdemeanor domestic battery conviction. According to the Gillette News Record, District Judge Michael McGrady sentenced 39-year-old Brian Lampier on May 12th to 180 days in jail, with all but 17 days suspended. Lampier was also placed on 6 months of unsupervised probation and ordered to surrender his firearms. Lampier had originally faced charges of aggravated assault, two counts of strangulation of a household member, and domestic batteries stemming from a May 2024 incident involving his girlfriend. A jury later found him not guilty of the felony charges, but convicted him of domestic battery. During sentencing, Lampier apologized to the victim and first responders, telling the court he handled the situation incorrectly and has committed to no longer drinking alcohol. The victim addressed the court as well, describing lasting physical, emotional, and financial impacts from the incident. She testified that she suffered a concussion, underwent facial and knee surgeries, missed more than 300 hours of work, and spent thousands of dollars on legal expenses. She also spoke about ongoing concerns for her safety and the safety of her children. Defense attorney Stephen Titus argued that there were inconsistencies in the victim's account and questioned her credibility, noting a fundraiser created after the incident and a lack of independent evidence supporting some of the more serious allegations. Prosecutors, however, maintained the victim's injuries and testimony demonstrated the seriousness of the incident. The case stemmed from an argument that began after a night out and escalated into a physical confrontation. Lampier admitted striking the victim with a crutch, but denied allegations that he choked her into unconsciousness. Judge McGrady imposed the sentence following the jury's verdict, bringing the criminal case to a close. Judge rules Wyoming GOP must follow state election law. A district court judge has ruled the Wyoming Republican Party must follow state election law when determining local party leadership, rejecting the party's claim that parts of the election code violate its constitutional right to freedom of association. According to WyoFile, the ruling stems from a dispute in Hot Springs County where local Republican precinct committee members elected Joe Martinez as county chairman and Philip Scheel as state committee man in March. Those results were later overturned after the state's GOP dispute resolution committee sided with a complaint arguing that former precinct committee members should have been allowed to vote under party bylaws. District Court Judge James Cast ruled Friday that state law controls in the dispute, not party bylaws. He ordered the Hot Springs County Republican Party to restore the original election results and seat Martinez and Scheel. Cast wrote that the state laws in question place only minimal burdens on the party's associational rights and are justified by Wyoming's interest in orderly elections. Wyoming Republican Party Chairman Brian Miller said the party is disappointed but will comply with the order while considering an appeal to the Wyoming Supreme Court. The case could have broader implications as the state GOP prepares to challenge another section of Wyoming election law that bars major political parties from financially backing one candidate over another before a primary election. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.